When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number on a Tuesday in New York City. Bart Scott, fresh off an appearance on Get Up. Still got some makeup on the forehead there.
Yeah, man. My barber, like, listen.
You got a lot of forehead today, too, by the way.
No, Sleazy E, I blame you.
Oh, no.
Because I came in last week, and only John Old School was there because you and Flo was off.
John Old School?
And he pushed my – he went straight to the center of my forehead and pushed my hairline straight back. I got nothing but baby hairs in the front. So then when the Can't Wait camera was shooting from low to high, it looked like I'm looking like Jerry Rice, you know, in a Raiders uniform.
You look like Snoop.
So I blame you, dog. Thanks a lot, bro. It's all on you, E. Sleazy E. It's on you. You got to make this right, dog. I might have to come there and get a little Beijing spray just to push my line up 2 to 3 millimeters.
You got
to
bring it back down.
Yeah, it's like an arch now.
Like, you know a carpet installer? He's got, like, the kick thing?
Yeah.
Like, you need that in the forehead.
I need you to stretch my hairline back to the front because John pushed it back.
Damn. Old school John?
Yep, old school.
See, once you hear old school.
Old school got that new, he got that new grill, too. He out there, boy, old school got all his TV plays. You can't tell him nothing. He think he cute now.
Did he look at you and just say things like, what you want your hair like this for?
He just like, hey, my, I'm like, yo, bro. I said,
Before you had a chance, he's like, I'm just going to
like, bro.
What'd you do?
You was supposed just to touch the corners, B. Nobody told you to go center mask. Shot me straight in the middle of the forehead, B.
Mm-hmm. You could see it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you still look great, but I mean,
yeah, that's what
I probably would have just from now on.
Thank you, Dionne Warwick.
You probably should leave.
That's what friends are for. Yeah. Better have my back.
Mm.
Damn, it is so much going on in sports today.
By the way,
I don't even know what to call. We can start with the locals, man.
Let's start local. But there's the sports betting part of things now.
Yeah, we need to dive into this.
Let's see. Baseball, Ohtani.
It's touching everybody.
Football, how many guys were suspended last year?
I mean, just look at the coaching.
Basseball has one.
Yeah.
Hockey anytime soon? We're going to find out that
it's got coaching.
Igor Shesterkin?
Right.
No, that's right. Shane Pinto. That's right.
You know the easiest one.
So all four of the majors have been affected here.
You know the easiest thing to do is the over under the prop better if somebody gonna fight, you know, tell the tall dude, hey, punch somebody in the face. That's easy.
Oh, how? Yeah, yeah. If there's a fight tonight, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll find ways, but I just find it amazing that you can place bets on a player on a 2-way contract. How is that even possible?
You can bet on.
You wait when you hear the details of this story, it's gonna blow your mind. But we got more. Shall we start positive? You think?
You start positive, negative for me.
What's negative for you?
Because like,
no,
it
see,
hurts.
It should be a positive because if you think about it from a Pistons perspective, who got smoked last night by the Knicks at the Garden.
Yeah, thanks.
Stevie
Wonder saw that one coming.
You're that much closer to the number one pick in the draft. In a draft, by the way.
In a draft where nobody's there.
Yeah, this is not a Wembanyama draft.
What are we going to do? Get the dude from Purdue?
Oh, God, no.
That's what we're getting?
No.
Then we already take Luka
Maybe
Garthus.
You could draft Caitlin Clark.
Yo, can we do that?
You can play.
We need some shooters.
I mean, definitely when you saw the shooting, that first quarter was kind of embarrassing. It was like 6 for 28.
See, but I don't know if Caitlin can dribble. Give me Juju straight from freshman years. Give me Juju.
Oh, one and done?
Give me Juju. She got handles, B.
Yep.
That way I can.
She's physical too. Girl from USC you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Not only has she got handles, but when she takes it to the when she takes contact,
yes,
like she's strong.
That way I can put Jaden Ivey and Kay Cunningham off the ball. Yo, that's all the point guard I need, B.
That's all the point guard I need.
You play like a girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And that means something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It matters.
Not now when you say you play like a girl, that's real talk, baby.
All right,
I aspire to play like a girl.
Even though
I identify as a girl.
Overall,
I'm going to WNBA. I'm grabbing all boards.
Knicks won by 25, and they led by as many as 31 in this game. So they did what they were supposed to. You beat the teams you're supposed to beat. They didn't waste any time. They went up by 19 in the first quarter. That was their best first quarter of the year when it comes to taking a lead. I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just telling you, from a Knicks perspective, they did what they were supposed to do.
I had to listen to the broadcast say, the Pistons, you know, they got it down to 17. Like, really?
Yep.
That's what we're talking about?
Yep.
Coming out of half, we got it down from 17.
Well,
then I got to watch Jalen Brunson.
You notice.
Did he come underneath him when he came down? The flagrant foul and one. Then he just started hitting and one. So, like, come on, man.
Did you notice also, too, that Tom Thibodeau refused to take his starters out?
Yo.
He's like, nah, it's still within 25. Nope, playing all the way. Vince McBride played 45 minutes in the game.
I was hoping Jalen got dehydrated.
You think like Shake Milton's like on the bench, like, yeah, I can't get any burn?
Like, if I can't play today against these dudes, y'all don't trust me against nobody.
If I can't play against these bums, I'm never going to play.
Yeah, y'all don't trust me against nobody.
But two things happened in the game that I want to ask you about. The first thing that happened that caught my attention in this game was Dante DiVincenzo getting the franchise record of 11 three-pointers made.
And how many was wide-ass open?
Well, but here's – no, a lot of them weren't. And then, you know, we had some fun with the fact that out of those – when he was getting closer to the record, Evan Fournier, who now plays for the Pistons, who owned the record with J.R. Smith, which was 10, he was guarding DiVincenzo. I mean – Evan Fournier looked like prime Dennis Rodman.
Remember Dickstown? When he had to fight all those guys? That's why he was out there. He's out there like the kid that was told that if he didn't win because he stole the money, he was gonna get got.
It was like watching this was hysterical because
he was out there like Hoosiers.
Why is Evan Fournier a former Knick?
Because he don't play no defense.
Yes. That was the whole reason. And he's out there. I've never seen him fight over a screen the way he fought over screens, closing out. Like, everything that he was doing was unbelievable. And it was almost hysterical. And you know, he had to know. Like, he had to know.
Hey, yo, he communicate. Get out there. Put him on the line.
So, anyways, that happened, which was kind of funny. But I'll get to more of that because it became like the only thing left in the game to care about because, you know, the game was kind of out of hand.
Homecoming.
So the fans were having fun and like even DiVincenzo
said.
I
don't even know who the hell point guard was for the Pistons. I was like, who the hell is
Marcus,
this?
Sasser.
No, we call him X.
No, it was Marcus. He actually is pretty good college. He played at Houston. He's a good shooter.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's where we at.
Sorry. So anyways, here's DiVincenzo just talking about the fact that he had his career high 40-point night. Going for the franchise record, playing at home. The game was out of hand, so it was fun.
Yeah, honestly, Jalen was like, bro, slow down. Like, and I was like, the crowd speeding me up. Like that emotion where you get like a sliver of space and you had knocked down, you know, 9 of them, 10 of them. You need last one. And the crowd, like as soon as you catch the ball, everybody like, you can hear the crowd. And one, it's like I've said, it's the best fans in the league. But two, it's like in that moment, it's like it ramps you up. Jalen's like, go slow down, take your time, just shoot the ball.
Now, you've been in situations like this where you're feeding off the home crowd, whether it was in Baltimore, whether it was in New York. You know what that feels like, right?
Yeah, okay. Anytime we played Cleveland back in the day.
Like, you start getting into it. So you're not paying attention to respect the game or the score or know your opponent. Like, you're just like, yo, I'm hype. Like, this is too much fun. Like, I'm just going.
Nah, man.
All right, so anyways, he gets the record because he probably shouldn't have been in the game, but you could tell.
Right.
They took him out. He had 10. And then Tom Thibodeau like had him out of the game, and it was like, I guess he's not going to get it. But then he puts him back in, even though they're up like 20-plus, and it's late in the game. They put him back in, and he takes one more three, hits it, there's the record, and then he takes him out, right? He just does it.
Yeah, that's some hot dog. I would have swept the leg if I was the Pistons. Well, like, all right, we're going to mess y'all up.
Evil Dante was guarding him, which is Malachi Flynn. They call him Evil Dante because he looks just like him, but he looks more angry, like, you know, like Mario and Wario?
Yeah,
right?
Wario.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, he does it, gets the record, and then leaves the game. Monty Williams, by the way, former Knick.
He should have swept the leg.
And friend of Tom Thibodeau's. After the game.
Yeah, it's Bush League.
Was not happy. And listen to what he said.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
What do you think of this? Do you think he has a right? Remember, he was mad the last time he left the building because of, I mean, he had a right to be mad of a blown call on DiVincenzo diving for a loose ball and taking out one of his players, and it turned into the game-winning basket for the Knicks. This time around, though, he's got nobody in the lineup. He's getting smoked. And then, again, he's leaving the Garden mad because of something that happened on the court. Do you think he's got a reason? Now, honestly, not being a Detroit Pistons fan, I mean just legit. Do you think he's got a reason to be annoyed this?
Because they clearly put him in. It wasn't in the Florida game. They took him out and put him back in. Understanding what the Pistons was dealing with, this is like a record that you don't want to be a part of. Usually people come in the Garden and they set records. And this first time, you know, one of
those days,
times,
that's starting to turn, man.
Right. You know, and now they're starting to get it. But I don't like he should have called the dogs off. He should have got some of his young guys in there.
You think Tibbs should have said, look, you played three quarters. Yeah, you got 10. We're not going to do this.
Yeah, you're already going against backups.
So respect the opponent.
Yeah.
You're saying that was disrespectful to the opponent.
Who was that? Doc Rivers the other day with Chris Middleton, he was like 1 point or something away from a triple-double.
He got it. He got it. He put him back in the game. He got his free throws. He got it. Yeah.
I retract that.
Yeah, no. I watched the game. He put him back in just to get it. Then he took him right back out again. He got a triple-double. All right. Well, like, how would you do it, though, if it's your player and your player says to you, come on, Bart. I need one more. Give me one more three. I'm only take one. If I don't make it, take me out. If I make it, I get the record. Just give me one more shot. And then, and your other players, including your team leaders, going, come on, Tibbs, come on, put him back in the game. What would you do?
Hold up.
You wouldn't put him back in the game?
So not Tibbs. Listen to people. The entire state of New York been saying, hey, you playing him too much.
You don't think the bench was like, come on, man.
You're up by 20.
It's a long season. This is game 70
out
of 82.
Come on, man.
It's been a grind. You got to, every now and then, you got to give your team a little bone. Like, all right.
Come on.
Have some fun, boys.
Come on, man. Remember how much you hate Fournier. Don't we want him off the books?
Well, anyways. Since you won't answer that. Josh Hart was told of what Monty Williams said in his retort.
If he doesn't want to be a part of his talk, he should have told his guy to defend better. We got a guy that's hot, and we're going to try to find the guy that's hot. It's common sense basketball, so I mean, he's a head coach in the league. So I think he has an IQ to know someone's hot, you go to him. They're going to be a part of that story regardless.
They're going to be part of that story regardless. But he said, if you don't want to be part of the story, tell your team to play better defense.
Okay, laugh now. Laugh now.
Oh, I know.
Laugh now.
What you're doing.
No, because this can turn into like, this is something that you take these young boys and you tell them to remember that.
Yep.
And when we get on and we start spending money in a couple years and we that upstart team,
you understand this is in cycles, right? You know this happens. Everybody gets got. But when you have a chance, right? Ain't no fun till the rabbit's got the gun.
Yeah.
Like when you have the chance, you got to enjoy it because it's been done to you.
So I want to see what happens with Josh Hart when he's on the other end receiving the end of that.
He said he was. Mm-hmm. When he played, he told me. I talked to him after the game.
Okay.
And he said when he was in Portland.
Okay.
And they would remember he was the guy who had like the long streak of never making the playoffs until he came to New York last year.
Okay, so let's
so he said I've been part of this where you're the bad team and you come in and play the good team and they don't take you seriously.
Right.
So you gotta get off to a good start and then you get them panicking because they don't want to lose to you. But you also get those games where they're just having a party and it's at your expense, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, so I wanna go back and listen to his interviews post then and see what he said then. All of a sudden his opinion changed.
Whatever. Stop being a hater.
Don't worry.
This is Bart Wright, 800-919-3776. Do you have a problem with what the Knicks did, with what DiVincenzo did?
I see you're doing against a good team.
Do you have a problem with it, or is Bart just being a hater? Because it's like, you got to let your team, every now and then, have like, you know, what do they call that?
You think I'm going to give you an assist on this one? My brain don't work neither.
I know, you won't. You're not going to help me on that either.
Nope.
But there's always that one where you go, no curfew tonight, boys, just go. Have at it, right? Like, sometimes you just got to let them have a night.
No.
Have some fun. Relax.
Now
we got 11 games to go, and we got to take we got to be serious.
Now, what if he would have did that, went in, and DiVincenzo, somebody would have came underneath him when he shot and landed on his foot?
Dante wasn't going to do that to him. Evil Dante was like, go ahead, you got it.
What if Evil Dante would have came underneath?
But he didn't.
And caught him like that.
But he didn't.
What's the guy that got Kawhi Leonard that they changed the rule against Golden State because he went underneath him?
Zaza.
Yeah, Pachulia.
Yeah. Don't worry. Matter of fact, the Pistons should schedule the Knicks again just so we can just
remember the Pistons gave the Knicks a home game,
and we turning the ball over every play. We just want to play defense.
I just think you're being a hater. I want the people to come at you because if that were you,
how much
Bart
time,
Scott
how,
needs one more sack time, for the record.
How much time was on
but
the
it's
clock?
The fourth quarter and the Jets are up by 40. You don't think I'm putting Bart Scott out there to get one more sack? Come on, get the record. You don't think Rex is like, got one more shot,
They were playing the Washington Generals, son. It's not like they were playing a bad team.
I don't care.
They were playing a bad team backups.
Once
the
again.
Backup. Is that a real
once
record?
Again.
Is that a real record? Is that something you
Bart
want to hold
Scott
on to?
Bart Scott is playing against the 0-14 Cardinals, and they suck. They've got a revolving door at right tackle. They don't even have anybody at left tackle. He's so bad they don't even play him. They'd rather go with zero at that position than have him go out there. That's how bad he is. And Rex Ryan is like, the Jets franchise record for sacks in a game is what? I don't know, about what, 8. Bart's got 7. No, Bart's got 8. Let's let him get the record. Hey, Bart, one snap. You got one chance. We're going to call a blitz. Go. Go get it. Are you going, nah, coach, nah, respect them, man. No, I'm good. I'm all set, coach, because I respect the game.
Listen.
I can't do that to the Cardinals. Okay. I respect them.
You will respect my authority.
Right? I can't. That's not good for the game. Bad karma. What if it comes back to me? What if one day I'm on a bad team and they do that to me?
No,
you're going out there. You're getting the sack. You're going to dance like Gastineau, and then you're going to run off the field. And thank Rex for letting you get a record that now stands forever, ever.
Monty,
don't lie to me. I'm right.
Listen, Monty should have came up. And Monty should have went and got the goon, like Don Chaney.
They don't have a goon.
Yeah, they do. I would have told Isaiah Stewart, go put your uniform
Isaiah
on.
Stewart is suspended.
Yeah,
he's not playing.
Exactly. Yeah,
he can't play.
I would have had somebody else suspended.
Jalen Duren, not playing. They had nobody.
I would have had somebody else suspended.
There was no one. Taj Gibson's even hurt. He wasn't even in the lineup.
Hold on. When you're in high school and you're playing against the team that really concentrate on academics, and you kicking their ass, what do you do? Don't you take your guys out and let your backups play? Huh? No.
Take your guys out.
Jake, when you were playing Little League.
Little League is not professional sports, and people have records that they're trying to get. It's the Knicks' fault that they could only win 12 out of 72 games.
I mean, come on.
It ain't about the 12. If they would have did that against Kenny Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Duren, they would have lost if they would have played against them.
Okay. Well, never mind
Jake,
that.
Jake, when you was the best team on the worst team.
They didn't lose.
And people be doing that to you, Jake.
No.
Then they used to take everybody out.
I mean, I'm going to go out there and play. I'm not going to complain. I'm just...
Yeah, but you expect them to take their best player out, especially late in the game.
I don't expect them to do it. I have to do it myself.
I honestly don't know where you're going with this, man. If that were you, you would want to be out there.
So Monty just hates.
I just think Monty's just angry because his team sucks and no one's available. And he came to the Garden, which was where he played he was a rookie. He was drafted here.
Not anymore.
He grew up here.
Not anymore.
And he's like, this is two times I came to the Garden.
No association.
And two times that I'm leaving here mad.
All right, because my team sucks.
All
right, we're gonna give you a home game, and this how you gonna run it up on us? We gave you a home game. This how you gonna run it up on us.
Mm-hmm.
This how you gonna treat us with all the people we got out?
Mm-hmm.
You trying
yes.
to embarrass us?
Yes.
Okay, my G.
No, we're trying to win a game.
Okay, my G.
We're trying to win a game.
Okay, my G.
Okay.
When y'all come to Detroit, we're going to have Trick and them jump y'all ass. You know what I'm saying?
Another malice at the Palace.
Yeah, no.
They did the Pistons a favor. It's like to play in front of fans that are cheering.
Yeah, are you kidding me? That actually was the best crowd they've ever had.
First of all, the Pistons got more championships than the Knicks, so y'all need to sit down with all this braggadocious type of energy y'all got.
Y'all
need to sit that down.
That whole one more.
Yeah, I thought this was New York, the greatest city in all the world. Like, okay, when was y'all at?
What does the city have to do with the team?
Well, when was y'all at? 1980? 1970? Y'all ain't got one in 50 years.
You're right.
If only the Knicks had like 12 number one picks.
Mm.
They have. And the one that y'all got, Patrick Chewing.
You want to finish that?
That was all rigged.
Speaking of Patrick Chewing.
Hi, Ryan.
Why don't you finish that?
That one was rigged.
All right. I have another issue.
The cold, frozen envelope.
Can I finish? I have another issue, though, from this whole thing last night. My other issue is this. Fact of the matter is, Dante DiVincenzo hit 12 threes in the game. They took one away. During the third quarter, they took away a three because some narc in the NBA official review center goes back and looks. I think he might have gotten his heel on the sideline. Let's double check that one. And they check it. There's like you can't even see concrete evidence that the heel touches down. It's just shadow. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. But they take the three away. And I find that to be like maddening. If I was a player, I'd be so mad. I'm like, you took a three away from me? How do you even know that my heel was down? And oh, by the way, if that's not a three, do we need now to go back in history and go find all the shots that were taken close to the sideline? And maybe, just maybe,
you hate
history changes
you hate
because some guy's heel might have touched the sideline.
You hate Fournier that bad. All it did do is come here and became a professional. You hate him that bad. You hate him that bad.
Has nothing to do with Fournier. This has to do with review.
It has everything to do with
Fournier. In a 30-point blowout, how many reviews did we need?
Okay, tell me this.
Cares?
Tell me this. Would Tibbs had to put him in if Carmelo had the record?
If Carmelo.
That would be no. That would be no.
If Carmelo had what record?
If Allen Houston.
It would be a Knicks record.
If Allen
Houston. J.R. Smith had the record.
If Allen Houston had.
J.R. Smith also has the record.
They don't like J.R. Smith like that. He ain't beloved like Melo. He ain't beloved like
Allen
Houston.
Actually, J.R. Smith gets an ovation every time he comes to the building. J.R. Smith is well loved.
That's because he's from this area.
He's from New Jersey.
And he's the hood champ.
And he's
so there's all the people.
And he's a good dude.
That's because of the fans out there. He's the hood champ. So of course he's going to get that love. But the organization doesn't love him like they love Allen Houston.
That is wrong.
The organization don't love him like they love Anthony Mason.
Not true.
Always fighting. The organization don't love him like they love LJ. If that was LJ Starks, they would have took his ass out because they knew that would have been a Fugazi. Okay, who did Fournier hit him against?
Celtics, I think.
Right.
Might have been the Celtics.
Exactly.
I can't remember.
A good team.
Celtics? Yeah.
A good team. Who did J.R. Smith hit it against?
I'm going to say Charlotte Hornets. Just a random guess.
An okay team.
Just a guess. Don't know.
Okay. Fournier hit it against a high school team. Right now, if that Pistons team that was out there yesterday would be going against Houston or UConn, they'd have got their ass kicked.
You just went greeny on me.
They would have got their ass kicked.
You just went greeny. That's not true.
Yes, they would.
James Wiseman wouldn't be able to play against any.
He couldn't play in college.
He didn't.
Yes, because Anthony Howard. Stop it, man. Like
JR against who?
JR did against the Heat.
Miami.
Oh, my God. That's a real record. That's the difference between.
So you think on the sideline they're twisting their mustaches, going, "Oh, we got to get J.R. Smith out of the record books."
No. They said we got to get Evan Fournier out of the record books.
No, they didn't.
Did you?
You clearly didn't hear Dante after the game talking about how much he loved Evan Fournier.
Yeah, I don't care.
This ain't about Evan Fournier.
It is about Evan Fournier. Why was Evan Fournier playing so hard?
Because he didn't want him to get the record.
Exactly. And why did they give him the record? Because they wanted Evan Fournier off the record books.
No, he's
stop it.
No.
They didn't know that was Evan Fournier record.
I don't think anybody knew that specific.
Man, come on, man.
We knew it.
Stop it. When you be on the sideline, you don't think they heard somebody, "Yo, that's Evans. Let's
get
him up."
No, I guarantee you nobody said whose record it was. They just knew it was a record.
If that record was John Starks, Melo, Anthony Mason.
Right. Tom Thibodeau, who plays LJ, guys 40 minutes a night, would say, "Nah, that's enough. Too many threes.
He's like, no, he would have said, "Nah,
you are
man.
Out of your mind."
He would have said, "This is an asterisk because we're playing against some bums. We're not going to take a great record against a great opponent away." Now that record's weak. Like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, DiVincenzo hit the most threes against a G League team.
You are.
Opposed to Fournier. Who hit it against the Celtics?
You really are.
Tell me I ain't telling the truth.
You are not.
This is a watered down ass.
You are not telling the truth.
I hate it here.
That's what you are right now.
I'm still going to.
You're just mad.
I'm going to take. Matter of fact,
nope.
The person who owns the record is still Fournier because he hit it against a real team.
J.R. Smith is. They were tied. Evan Fournier and J.R. Smith were tied.
Okay, well, J.R. Smith still holds the title because he went against a real opponent.
No.
J.R. Smith is still the leader.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not true.
J.R. Smith is still the leader. He hit him against any. Pick up any one of these lines and ask anybody. You can ask Dan, Wayne, Mike, Diana, whoever you. Dwayne, whoever the hell you want to ask. Ask anyone.
It's not Diana.
Well, I can't see it. I'm on an angle, and it's a glare because I got tears in my eyes. So I can't really see straight.
Sit up a little higher.
That's like saying, "Well, Bart owns the Jets record for tackles in a game."
Mm-hmm.
They were playing against the Buffalo Bills with J.P. Lossman.
And
false.
Is it an NFL game? against NFL paid opponents.
Bro.
I'm asking a
how
question.
How many starters was it?
I'm asking a question.
Matter of fact, call Josh Hart. I want to bring him to the front of the congregation. Ask him why he hate Fournier so much.
He doesn't hate
like,
Fournier.
Fake friends. You
doesn't
know what I'm saying?
Hate,
fake friends.
Doesn't hate.
Pet cemetery. Straight.
It's
straight,
not fake friends.
Straight Kendrick Lamar
it's just
right here. Straight
it's
Kendrick Lamar right here, B.
They were barely.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no
teammates.
Big three. It's the big me. You weren't here when we played the album yesterday.
He's
we
dropping
got
that now.
Oh, no, I know the album.
No, you know what he said to me on the street?
I tell you what.
He said, oh, by the way, there ain't no big two. It's just you.
I tell you what.
Like, oh, really?
I tell you what. They went, listen, DiVincenzo went straight Diddy.
Oh, no.
The greatest form of disrespect right now in New York. You went straight Diddy.
You did not
He hit us
that.
With a Diddy.
You did not.
You went Diddy.
No.
No Diddy.
D Diddy.
No.
D Diddy.
You can't.
DiVincenzo Diddy.
I'm never letting you.
D Diddy.
X gon' give it to you.
No.
D Diddy Day Diddy Dame
Dame. Just going to keep saying
I get it. You big and he puffy.
We got calls to get to. Because
you will respect my authority.
it's the truth. Wow.
That was Bush League.
You can't let go of it.
Bush League.
So sad. We got too much to get to, but we have calls. We will get to calls. We've got Brian Daboll, who had things to say about the Giants. John Mara sent a text to Saquon. We have Woody Johnson saying something about Zach Wilson that I suggested yesterday, and you're like, no, they can't do that. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to write that apology letter, I'm sitting right here. 800-919-3776. Barton Hahn.
Yeah, I do it with D.
Hater
D,
and
D,
Hahn.
D. Diddy do it.
98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Deuce Sports Desk. Giants co-owner John Mara said he was sick over seeing Saquon Barkley leave the Giants and sign with the Eagles. Yesterday on the K-Show, Don said Mara needs to stop being so soft.
Can you be driven by what makes you feel good? Can you be driven by what you think is the right thing in your heart? We love Saquon. We drafted him second overall. He's such a good kid. Give him what he wants. Give him $15 million a year. Give him $20 million a year. We just can't have him go. Like a lot of fans have said on the show, can you afford to be that way? You're an executive. I think you got a stone cold killer and not let your heart get in the way. Everybody loves Saquon. Peter, we love Saquon.
We love Saquon.
I hated to see him go, but it was the right thing to do.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey, during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, everybody. Thursday on SNY, the Mets and the Brewers opening day. You got Gary, Keith, and Ron on the call, and coverage begins Thursday, 11:30 on SNY. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Knicks with a easy win.
Hey, man, slow down, man.
Well, how else would you describe it?
Saying that with a lot of joy in your heart, man.
Not joy, just reality. Knicks with an easy win over the Pistons.
Oh, Hercules.
Now, when R.J. Barrett
did what they were supposed to do.
Now, when R.J. Barrett said, if I can't have good things, you can't too.
Half a game back of third still because, of course, the Cavs are playing the freaking Hornets who suck.
Yep.
And so that happens.
Let's go, Cavs.
Bart's being like the world-class hater right now. Monty Williams was mad about the Knicks going for Dante DiVincenzo, going for the franchise record in threes made in a game, which he did get to, which was 11.
He didn't get it. It's J.R. Smith.
And so Bart's agreeing with Monty, saying that it was disrespectful.
Especially when they gave you the
home. Do you have a problem with what the Knicks did, or do you think Bart's just simply being a hater? Daniel in Holbrook starts us off. Daniel.
What's happening, guys?
What's up?
All right. Yeah, he's hating. He's hating.
How am I hating?
I was watching the game last night, and let me ask you this question because I don't remember. Did Monty Williams call a timeout at all in the first quarter? It looked like he left his guys out there to dry.
No, I do believe there was two. I know because I was somewhere and I was like waiting for a stoppage.
I know the Knicks called the first timeout, but then I think. I couldn't remember because it looked like he
Pistons full timeout 9:46. It was 9-3. Okay.
Right, so take that back.
So he called a timeout when the Knicks. I think DiVincenzo hit a couple. I think he hit a three. The Knicks had scored like a flurry of buckets. And by the way, it was 9-8, and then it was a 20-0 run. That's the part where I would probably search for a timeout in the 20-0
right,
run.
Well, that right, okay. So
and there
yeah,
was
I
not
did,
one.
I didn't know if it was the
yeah.
Right,
he
I didn't
never
know
called
if it was
the timeout.
That called the timeout, but he never called another timeout.
No, he did not.
Tell me this.
He let his boys get blown out in the first quarter.
Okay.
And then now at the end of the game, he's worried about a guy, making a moment in history who had a great night shooting.
Hold on.
29-8, and the Knicks called timeout because they wanted to have a coaching challenge on the block that Precious had on Malachi Flynn.
Really, really?
The only reason why they called the timeout was to challenge a foul call. It was 29-8 at that point.
That's the play you want to challenge. Tell me this. Do you consider DiVincenzo the legitimate record holder, or do you still give it to J.R. Smith because he did it against a real team?
Daniel, don't feed it.
Listen. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in the hoop.
Thank you.
No, you don't.
It's an NBA team.
It's a hell of a lot easier when there's no pressure when you're going against a G League team.
What are we doing?
You're going against the worst team in basketball with their backups playing, none of their starters there. And if that was Larry Johnson or if that was Allen Houston, they would not have erased it. That just basically shows you the disdain and the hate that Thibodeau and the Knicks organization have for Evan Fournier because he didn't play great defense. That is confirmation.
Awful take.
They had not taken LJ record off for the Pistons with the backups in.
Wayne in New Jersey. Wayne.
How you doing, Allen? And Hater, how are you doing?
What's up?
Hi, Hater. What up, Wayne?
You ain't
no Bruce Wayne. You ain't no hero.
No, come on, man. Come on, Bart. Well, you supposed to be a New York guy and you hating on us? Come on, man.
Hold on. I got blood in the ground.
Wayne, ask him where he was last night.
Bart, right?
No, no, wait, wait.
You said to Allen. How many games we need to be in second? Come on, bro. You're a Detroit fan.
Hey, what are you,
come
French?
On, you want to be a fan and just hit that record? Come
Hold
on,
no, no, no. Who been holding the Knicks down all season? Me. That's who.
Who been giving y'all the injury reports on how to get Bart right? Ask Bart where he was last night when this team he loves so much and is putting up such a fight for and defending. Where was he last night when they were in the building?
Where was
the true fan?
I was getting my car impounded by New York's finest. That's why I got to go get my car out because the 20th precinct impounded my damn car because my registration was expired.
And now we know.
They could have just let me tow it. They could have just let me tow it.
Come on, Bart. Listen. So it's us fans that wanted this. Mostly, man. We're cheering for this, bro. How many times You're saying, oh, because you guys didn't have nobody. How many players came into our building when we didn't have anything to set records, bro?
Thank you. LeBron James, you up in Bronx. Bro, stop it, bro. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Bro. Can we take all them records back, Can we take them records back?
Wayne,
on, exactly.
Wayne.
This tell him, Wayne.
Wayne.
Wayne. Tell him.
Wayne, this is one for one. Wayne, y'all
finish him.
Wayne, y'all don't have an additional record. You just replaced one that y'all already own. It's not like you broke like you broke Steph Curry's record for most threes in the building.
You just
got rid of Fournier.
And nobody dislikes Fournier. Everybody loves Fournier.
You don't like it. Stop it. Wayne, tell me one person you know, family, friend, associate, that ever bought an Evan Fournier jersey. I'll wait. Because you hate him. Because you hate him.
Exactly.
Exactly. Because you hate him.
All right, that's enough of that.
You never accepted him to begin with.
Finish him.
He like, yeah, exactly. He don't know. He ain't never seen an Evan Fournier jersey. Where's, on nobody.
Where's yours? Person. Where's yours now that he's a Piston?
What?
Where's yours now that he's a Piston?
I'm Jaden Ivey, baby. What you talking about, baby?
So
I'm Jaden Ivey because his brother was my teammate.
You sure as hell, Jaden Ivey. You're missing the mark today. Mike in Brooklyn, Mike.
Ooh, that's what we're gonna do. I can't wait. You lucky Grimes wasn't healthy.
Yeah. Mean,
he would have shut DiVincenzo.
Jaden Ivey was two for 14, yeah. Jaden Ivey was yesterday.
Problem
Mike,
child.
Mike, talk to him, Mike.
Yeah, listen, boy. Yeah, I'm in here cracking up. Oh, hold up. Wait. So again, this is the same Mike that I called the other day and I said something about your ratings. I forgot who the guy was. Oh, what's that guy's name? He doesn't know. CC Sabathia.
Oh,
versus, what's his name? And y'all said, oh, you sound like you hating on CC.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm not. You sound the same way now that I did the other day. So are you hating
so
on
So now you know how I feel, Mike. I apologize to you, Mike. You was right the other day, Mike.
But the whole problem is this. Let me ask you one quick question. Who holds the Giants record for it? No, who holds the all-time NFL sack record? Isn't that Strahan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so he got one soft one. Not 11.
Okay, no.
He got one soft one.
He counted as the soft one. And we don't.
He earned the other ones, though. DiVincenzo didn't earn neither one of them. He was going against bumps. Guys that if the G League Elite was still out.
If he was going against bumps, who did Strahan get that record against?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going against a bum. They gave him one.
You don't even remember. That's the point. You don't even remember what it was because it didn't matter.
It was Brett Favre.
When he got it.
It was Brett Favre.
When he got it.
It was Brett
Favre. When he got it. It wasn't even a real sack. They laid down and he touched the guy.
Yes.
The people that were pierced, it was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
But New York
Mike, you're right. Mike, you're right. Mike, you're right. You're right, Mike. You're right from the standpoint that it was one. He got all 11 against Scrubs. Strahan earned all the other ones he got.
They should have been on the floor. They should have been on the floor. You know that. You play ball.
Tell the truth. Tell Mike. Tell the truth. Just tell the truth. I just want to ask you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you hate and don't you and Tibbs hate Fournier?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Well, have you ever cheered for Fournier? Have you ever fought for him to get in the game? Do you know anybody in your family or friends that have a Fournier jersey?
No, not even Fournier got a jersey. So
exactly.
What?
Y'all hate him. Exactly, because y'all hate him. So if this.
If
they
hate him. Hold on.
Mike.
That's like the
Mike.
Worst logic. Mike, don't. It's such terrible logic, it's not worth it. Thank you, Mike.
If Allen Houston owned that record, y'all would have been booing. You was
get over here.
Y'all said that don't count, man. Y'all said
finish him.
That would have been an asterisk.
Your soul is mine. Fatality.
It's really, that was a bad
I know, I just tore Mike ass up. You know what I'm saying? Way to go, Jake.
Terrible.
Way to have my back, Jake.
Terrible.
Way to have my back, Jake.
Argument.
Way to have my back, Jake.
Joe in Amityville, Joe.
It's not Joe, it's Gerald. Like the black
Gerald.
Guy. Joe, Gerald. waited on the Lord. Why can't I?
Gotcha, Gerald.
Oh, why can't I? That's my favorite church song.
He's on one today, Gerald.
Yeah, I like it, though. He's on a good one. But I call to say one thing is, I think you kind of told the story wrong, and it's kind of making Dante and the Knicks look bad with how he got the record. Like,
look bad.
Sub him out and put him back in. Like, they were just playing. There was a timeout. And Tibbs, you know, did their thing, and he went back on the court. and he broke the record.
No, man, he did take him out. He took him out. He had missed like four of them in a row.
Right,
and they were bad looks.
Yes, exactly.
And he took him out. He sat down. He put his warm up on. Like he was done, done. He was done, done. Like we all knew he was done. I'm telling you.
So Job, how you feel about it now, Job, that he put his warm ups on and they went up there trying to shun the team?
I will say this though, with Bart, I low key agree with you. This record is kind of whack because it's against a bunch of bum ass people.
Yep.
So it's like, I don't know. I kind of agree with Bart.
It's the bum team backups. It's the bum bum.
Question for you, Joe. Gerald, question for you.
There was a bunch of blind kids out there.
Well, I don't know about all that. All right.
Stevie,
I let you go. Stop.
Stevie Wonder,
stop.
Prince.
Wait.
I got a point to make.
Okay. You ready?
Hold on. This is that St. Anthony's logic you're using. You're talking to a St. John's kid now.
So. I apologize. You know, everybody had to have a second choice. So, hey.
As long as it was never Holy Trinity, right?
No, please. Never. Are you kidding me? Trinity, I heard that they actually pay you to go to that school.
Exactly. That's what I heard. But now, what was your point?
My point is this. Bart is saying that he did this against bums. All these bums,
yeah,
right?
Bums.
The backup bums.
Yeah. Who's one of the bums? Evan Fournier. So now all of a sudden, you're arguing that Evan Fournier should have been respected.
No.
And
no,
you're not
you know
respecting him.
No, it was nine against ten.
Fatality.
I win.
You know what was bad? Mm-hmm. You know what was whack, Alan?
What?
You know what was whack?
What?
That it took Evan Fournier, someone about to break his record, to finally play defense in the garden. That made it so entertaining, though.
That's what made it funny.
That
is you're going like, oh, he can play defense.
It was the worst thing. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. But
hey,
listen, I love you guys.
Appreciate
you,
Joe.
Thank you for being awesome, and thank you for letting me get in. Oh, and also, GZ Realty on the gram. Holla at me.
All right.
No doubt.
Appreciate you, man.
Tell you what, I hope Buck Williams, a.k.a. R.J. Barrett, is out for blood today. You trade me for this guy? Hope quickly be all up in DiVincenzo's.
I keep thinking now of the scene in Rocky III when Mickey talks to Rocky and he lets him know that the fights he had before Clubber Lang were like...
It was all fixed.
He's like, well, they set up... No, they was good fighters. But they weren't killers like this guy.
Right.
This guy will...
Knock your block off.
Yeah. This guy will kill you to death inside of three rounds. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bums? Like the face that Rocky make.
They
bums?
Were all bums, yeah. Like, come on, man. You got against alter metaverse you.
Hey, you got to get against somebody. All right, more of your calls, 800-919-3776. We still got lots more to get to, by the way. NFL is firing another shot at the NBA. You got to hear about this. Brian Daboll talks. Woody Johnson talks. Tons of football still to get to. And all the betting scandals now in all four sports now have been touched on this one, with the latest now coming out of the NBA, which is one that you're going to go, holy crap. It's just this story gets worse and worse and worse. So we got calls and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we got cars. Calls to get to. 800-919-3776.
Is that really a title?
Is what a title?
Bart's a hater?
There's
is that what I am? There's, or am I a realist?
There's several calls that say you're a hater.
I'm a realist. Son.
But let's just get to a couple of football things. We'll get back to basketball. Danny Green's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. Good to talk to DG about several things.
I want to talk to him about running the score up because he's a guy.
Let's see what he thinks. He's a 3-point guy.
Threes, yeah. And like, yo, like, how you feel about that? Is that Bush League,
all right,
son?
But with a couple of minutes here, let's do a few things. The number one thing I want to get to with you is another NFL change when it comes to rules, and that is that they're at the league meetings right now in Orlando. They have now also approved a revamp of the kickoff play. So they have decided the new format, which is the XFL format. It passed almost unanimously, but it's basically, I guess, you will kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team line up at the receiving team's 40, and at least 9 members of the return team set up, like, go in the setup zone between the 35 and the 30.
Yeah.
And the two returners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and the 20. No one other than the kicker and the returner can move until the ball hits the ground or the player, or hits a player in the landing zone.
Yeah,
touchbacks go to the 30-yard line. No fair catches allowed.
Yep.
Do you like this?
To a certain extent. Some parts of it I like, some parts I don't. The fact that, you know, you have to wait. All they're doing is trying to stop the buildup so there's not collisions.
Yeah, the heavy, running 40 yards and running into somebody.
So, but you still can run power plays, like running a power or a pull or a trap or something like that.
Right.
I still have to look at the rules and see if you're allowed to pull linemen. Like,
no, nobody can move.
No, I'm saying after it's caught.
Oh, after it's caught.
Because usually what used to make it, remember, we had tiers when it was kicked off.
Yeah.
We had the front line, then we had the back line, then we had the wedge, mm-hmm. and we had the wedge busters. Now you can't really set up a wedge, but if you pull somebody, like in a power play, you take somebody from the left side and he pulls and you let one guy from the right side free, you can ear hole him. I wonder if they're going to allow those type of blocks. Where I don't agree with the rule is, where the rule gets kind of weird, is when you doing an onside kick to try and get the ball back to win. The onside kick.
How does that work?
That it's regular, but you have to announce that you're doing an onside kick. No, yeah. I know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to announce that you're doing an onside kick. So that takes all the elements of doing an onside kick away, because an onside kick is usually a surprise onside kick. So that means the other team.
Although it's not that much of a surprise.
But yeah, it is, because the team that's doing it, I mean, you don't remember Sean Payton coming out of halftime in the Super Bowl, kicking an onside kick. Nobody knew. They didn't prepare for it.
That's different.
Yeah, they didn't have it. So now.
But when you're down 8, it's obvious you're going for onside kick.
But what if you want to do onside kick early or before the end of the game?
I hear you.
And what happens is now you got to tell them, so they're going to put their hands team in, so the likelihood of you getting it is different. And now it's going to be different because now it's going to be traditional.
All right. So, no, it's definitely something to kick around.
Nothing's perfect. It's 4 year.
Yeah, they want to give
it's
a shot.
Trial. Yeah, year.
Here's another one. This one really caught my attention more than anything.
Yeah.
NFL games on Christmas Day are here to stay. The league,
no matter when Christmas is,
the league said that it'll continue playing on Christmas Day with two games, despite the fact that this year in 2024, Christmas is on a Wednesday.
How you going to take over Wednesday? That's the one day where you're supposed to be able to cleanse your palate.
It's so bizarre.
They got Thursday. They do Friday late in the year.
Now,
the
NFL has had a Christmas Day game every year over the last 4 years, from 2020 on a Friday night. 2021, Saturday, 2022, a Sunday, and then this past year, it was on a Monday.
It made me work out on hump day.
And now it's going to be on a Wednesday.
Well, they're going to probably have to take teams coming off a bye.
It's, of course, but it's still incredibly bizarre.
Because
you come off a bye. Think about this, too.
There are no byes in December.
No. Well, they're going to have to do something.
That's a short week.
They're going to have to do something.
They said teams coming off of a Saturday before the week before.
That's awful. Because it's like playing Thursday,
Sunday,
obviously.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's obviously like playing Thursday, but it's still awful. Late in the year, I can't imagine anybody wants this. Team-wise, coaching-wise, you don't want this. Players probably do, because it's primetime stuff. It'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be something flexible. Has to be, right? Because you don't want a crap game on Christmas Day. But you know what the league's saying?
You think you can flex it out?
Well, I mean, you'll have multiple. You're right. If you're playing Saturday, there's not many options. And then what do you do? You'll already – oh, man, I don't know. What are you playing, like the 14s that play Saturday, then just switch up and play each other? Whatever. I guess all I'm saying is this is the NFL's way of looking at the NBA, and they're saying, yeah, that we're going to take – we're taking this day from you now. because that used to be the NBA's day, right? And we know that the NFL over the last 4 years has slowly just started to take over the day to a point.
They're not playing in sandbox well with others. They want it all.
No, they're taking it all. And now what I'm curious to see, too, is like how much will Amazon or somebody else be involved in this as well? But this is definitely a salvo fired at the NBA, which plays six games on Christmas Day. They start at noon. They don't get done till midnight.
Well, you know.
And it's a big day for, by the way, for ABC, for ESPN. It's a big day. Yeah. That's their big day. And now, are you going to get a football
Christmas
game?
They better buy the Christmas package. That would be a great way to cleanse the palate. You get two basketball games, a football game, and then two more basketball games.
And you just, yeah, you switch it up.
Yeah.
Would be a good idea.
Cleanse the palate. You know what I mean? It's like, but that's still, equivalent to going to dinner, only eating your chicken first, and then eating the vegetables.
Christmas Day games for the NFL, massive ratings. ESPN's Ravens-Niners telecast had 27.2 million viewers. It was the second most watched Monday night game. This is this past year now. Second most watched Monday night game since 96. So they know we're going to get eyeballs on this. We're going to get viewers, and you're going to take it away from the NBA.
Yeah, this part of what they're selling. They're selling. Like, remember, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving.
Just football on a Wednesday doesn't make sense.
So this is what I'm going to say.
Weird.
Because I don't know this for a fact, but you would know this.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Does basketball play
again?
Okay. Then they
the NBA knows. It's just doesn't make sense.
So they're being greedy then.
No.
Because you can't have all the holidays now.
And the NHL doesn't play on Christmas Day at all. They don't even bother.
Yeah.
That's a league holiday. They do not play on Christmas Day.
Do Canadians even celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Are they Christians up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they believed in baby Jesus.
Some do.
I know, for real.
No,
like,
not every place celebrates Christmas. Right. Not everybody, but Canada does have its fair share of Christians who do believe in baby Jesus.
Okay.
And Christmas.
12 pounds, 6 pounds.
And there are some that just believe in Santa Claus.
How you going to believe in Santa Claus but don't believe in Jesus?
I don't know. We probably should.
Okay.
800-919-3776. We'll keep your calls coming. Danny Green going to join us. We'll talk some hoops with him and see if he thinks that Bart's right, which I think he won't. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
You hope he don't.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. It was clear heading into this offseason that at some point the Jets were going to finally cut ties with Zach Wilson. No chance that he's going to be back for another season, right? Well, you figured there were two options, either trade Wilson somewhere else or cut him. Yesterday, Woody Johnson said that's not the case.
You know, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. It's probably better, from his standpoint, it's probably better if he changes faces and gets to a new place and he can wipe the slate clean.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the choice in New York sports talk. It is the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.